For the first time in several years, Amy Hanauer with Policy Matters Ohio sounds upbeat about the data in her group's annual State of Working Ohio report.
I would still say that there aren't enough jobs in Ohio and that the jobs are not high enough quality, but at the end of 2016, they were better than they were the year before, and that is the direction we want to see things going in.
The report notes Ohio's unemployment rate was below 5% last year, and wage growth was up for a second year in a row, for the first time in more than a decade. Hanauer says while that's great, in the past, that was expected.
It was a given that every year you would see workers increasing their wages. So I am happy to have two solid years of wage growth, but it's not, it's the way it should be.
Though he sees things from the other side of the political spectrum, the data also pleases Greg Lawson at the conservative Buckeye Institute.
Ohio has climbed out of the absolute pit that it had fallen in as a result of, quite frankly, the last two recessions.
But there are still plenty of concerns about Ohio's economy. Both Lawson and Hanauer say they're troubled by the number of people in the workforce. Hanauer says the labor participation rate is only slightly improved from last year's record low, which she says means not enough people who were downsized or lost jobs are being lured back into seeking work. And the wage growth numbers still have Hanauer frustrated, since she says worker productivity has increased much more than pay has. And Hanauer also says 11 of the 13 most common full-time, year-round occupations in Ohio, food prep, cashiers, waitstaff, and other jobs, pay less than $34,000 a year.
We like to talk about a high-tech economy or a high-skills economy, but the fact is, for the jobs that most people have, they're pretty low pay.
Hanauer says for workers to survive at that rate, the state needs to make it easier for people to qualify for child care assistance, and that the state should spend more on preschool and public transit. But Lawson says he's concerned about the cliffs where workers lose access to benefits when they make more money, which he says is a disincentive to work. And Lawson says he also wants the state to focus on education in training and tech schools.
We've got to start doing a better job of doing that. And that doesn't necessarily mean spending more money. It means reprioritizing and repurposing money that's in the system in such a way that we make sure that we can revitalize some of those programs and get people jobs out of school, high school in this case, quickly that are really strong wage jobs.
The improvements that the report praises have come under Republican leadership at the State House. Lawmakers have cut taxes and made other economic policy changes and are considering bills on the state's unemployment fund, business regulations, and workers' compensation. But Lawson says he wants more sweeping changes.
So the problem is we don't get much reform. We get what's called reform, but it's really just tinkering around the edges. It's nothing systematic. So the reality is, we still have a lot of reforms that we've been talking about for years that are still kind of on the shelf gathering dust, and we need to get them off the shelf.
But Hanauer's group has long been concerned about tax cuts tipping too far toward wealthy Ohioans. And she's also worried about some Republicans' interest in so-called right-to-work laws. She says union membership often leads to better worker pay and benefits such as pensions and paid time off.
We really want to be doing more to make it easier for people to join unions, not harder. We also continue to see that more educated workers do better, so I think we ought to be doing more to make sure that working-class kids can get that higher education.
Hanauer says it's those things that could help fix wage inequality in Ohio, pay gaps that show up by race, by gender, and by region. But Lawson says inequality could be evened out by making the changes he wants, which he says would grow the economy overall. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.